Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we will be studying Iyov, Perek Chaf Aleph, the 21st Perek. This is Iyov's final response to the second round of his friends, in where he is going to ultimately destroy all three opinions about Rasha V'Tovlo, why wicked people prosper. And as we go through his sayings and his statements, we'll split up and see how each of the psukim is actually dealing with a different friend's answers. So this will be a great opportunity for us to recap what each of the three friends said. Let's briefly remind ourselves that according to Eliphaz, the reason why wicked people prosper is because they're constantly in fear that they're going to be punished. According to Bildad, wicked people prosper because ultimately at the end of days, future generations, later on, we will see how everything makes sense. And according to Tzofar, wicked people prosper, but only momentarily. But in the end of the day, everything will be destroyed for them before their life is up. Here Iyov begins. Vaya'an Iyov v'yomar. Iyov answers and he says, Shim'u shamoa milati. Listen to what I have to say, O friends. Utehi lezot tanchumoteichem. You've tried to comfort me. Comfort in question marks. You've tried to comfort me with your words. Your words are not comforting, but I'll tell you what will give me at least some amount of comfort if you at least listen to me. Listen to what I have to say, and that will provide me with a little comfort. And then I'm pretty realistic at this point. We're 21 prakim in, so I'll tell you, pasuk gimel, sa'uni va'anochi adaber. Listen up, I'm going to speak, but you should know that Achar Dabri, after I'm finished speaking, Talig, I know you're going to mock me. I know exactly what, I've read this book before. I know how things are working. I want to speak. I want to have the dignity of speaking. And I know that at the end, you'll rip me apart, which is what they're going to do in round number three, starting next perek. Pasuk Dalet, he says, Ha'anochi la'adam sichi? Am I speaking to man? And we're going to explain this pasuk two ways. According to Rashi and Mitzudas David, what he's saying is, am I questioning man? I'm not. Who am I questioning? I'm questioning God, right? Ve'im madua lo tiktzaruchi, and since I'm not complaining to man, I'm complaining to God, then why should I stop complaining? I have lots of things to say. I'm really upset and I'm really distraught and I'm questioning God. So stop trying to fit me into a human response when my question is not to a human being, my question is to God. The Malbim, who understands this pasuk and really the entire parak in a brilliant way, in a way that really resonated with me. The Malbim says, what he's saying is, ha'anochi la'adam sichi, is not saying, am I talking to God? It's, am I talking to man? But rather, am I talking about a man? You keep pointing your fingers at me, friends. Everything that I say, you find a way to point your fingers and say that everything you can explain my suffering. I'm not talking about my suffering. Ha'anochi la'adam sichi? Am I talking about one person? I'm not talking about me, and I'm not talking about a specific person. I didn't take a closed study of a couple of people to explain Tzadik Viralo, which you guys seem to keep doing. Ve'im madua lo tiktzaruchi? Because if I was just talking about me, then I would have been satisfied with your answers up until now. But I'm not. None of your examples answer every single case of Tzadik Viralo. They answer some cases of Tzadik Viralo. But I'm not talking about some. I'm talking about everyone. I want to understand why all of humanity is unjust and unfair, not just why some of humanity is unjust and unfair. And he continues, Pasuk Zayin, and he asks his question. He says, Madua Rishaim Yichyu? Why should wicked people live and live out Atku Gam Gavru Chayil? They live out old ages and they're strong and they are great at the end of their lives. Not only that, Zaram Nachon Lifnehem Imam, they get to watch their children before them. I lost my children. My children were killed. I lost everything and everybody, but the wicked people, they watch their children. They watch their children and grandchildren frolicking before them. That kind of nachas is something which is so unfair. It doesn't make sense. This question is so, so sharp. When we think about so many wicked people who just got away with it, so many Nazis who managed to escape to somewhere, change their name, and live out their long, happy lives with children and grandchildren in the countryside with wealth and happiness. How could that be? The first answer he's going to give is an answer to Eliphaz. Remember, Eliphaz was the one who said, They're scared. They're not really happy. He says, nonsense. That's not true. Pasuk tes. Batehem shalomi pachad. Their homes are peaceful from fear. Lo shevet elok aleihem. The staff of God is not upon them. They're happy. They're satisfied. Sharo ibar velo yagil. Here's a fertility reference. Their oxen are impregnating the cows and they're not failing to impregnate them. Tepalet parato velo to shakel, their cows, their happiness extends so far, not just are they having their own human children and grandchildren, for goodness sake, their cows are giving birth and not being bereaved of their children. And there is no grief, there is no sadness, everything is just fruitful. It is wealthy, it's done well, and that's so unfair, that doesn't make sense. That's his answer to Eliphaz, right? And he continues and he says, Yishalchu katzon avilehem. They send their children like flock. Again, we've got this fertility imagery of all of their children running around. The yaldehem yirakedun, and their children are dancing before their eyes. That can't, Eliphaz, those aren't people who are terrified. Those aren't people who are scared they're going to be punished. And now he turns to Tzofar. Remember Tzofar, our last answer from last parak? Tzofar, who explained Tzadik Viralo as essentially saying, you'll see they'll be shut down or within their lifetime. You'll see it tangibly with your own senses. He says, that's not true. Yis'u batof v'kinor. They're playing, they're being lifted up with drums and tambourines. V'yismachu l'chol ugav. And they're playing the pipe. These are people who are having a great life and they are rejoiceful. Yivalu, they will get old. Betov yameihem, at the end of their days. Uverega sha'ol yechatu. And he says, and in a moment, they will go down to the grave. Remember that Tzofar, one of his arguments is that wicked people don't get the luxury of getting ill and dying, and they just die suddenly in their youth. Essentially, the way the Malbim reads this is that Eov turns to Eliphaz and he says, that's such a ridiculous argument because halavai that we should all have the luxury not to live out a long, painful illness. Remember, Eov is the one who's suffering from a long, painful illness. He has pain from the top of his head till his toes. And he turns and he says, you know how unfair it is that wicked people, uberega sha'ol yachatu, they get to die in one moment. I wish I could die in one moment. Don't argue to me that an instant death is actually a form of suffering for the wicked. It's not. A long, painful, drawn-out death is a form of suffering for the righteous. Let's be very clear on that. And now he turns and he says to his friends, he says, and if you argue with me, right, that these people are actually good people, and the people who are having great-grandchildren and watching their children frolicking, and they have musical instruments, and they're dying at a ripe old age in a fitful way, he says, don't tell me that those people are not wicked. I'll tell you what those people are saying. Pasuk Yudalud v'yamru, they say, Le'el sur mimenu, kokod, get away from me. V'das derachecha lo chafatznu. We don't want to know you, Hashem. Just be gone with you. Ma shakai ki ta'avdenu. Who is this God that I should worship him? Umanu il ki tifgabo. What is the benefit of praying to him? These people are horrible people who don't believe in Hashem. They don't want to have a relationship with Hashem. They're not interested in that, right? And Pasuk Tezayin is a bit difficult to translate. There are a couple of different ways of seeing it. Hein lo b'yadam tovam. The one is that it is a rhetorical question, says the Mitzudas David. Do you think their success is not in their hands? Their success is in their hands. Atzas rishim rachaka mimeni. And let me tell you, that kind of wickedness, I know you keep telling me I'm wicked, it's so far-fetched from me. These are people who have all the success. They're holding on to their successes. They're holding on to everything that they have. And it's so unfair. The way the Malbim reads it is that it's not a rhetorical question. Hein lo b'yadam tovam. Is their goodness not in their hands? But rather it's a statement. If you keep arguing with me that their goodness doesn't come from them, it comes from God, then atzas rishim rachaka mimeni, then how the world works makes no sense to me. Then how good wicked people prosper is totally beyond me. It doesn't make sense. And Pasuk Yudzayin is exactly the point that he keeps making to his friends. He says, kama nerushaim yidach. How many wicked people do you know whose lights have been extinguished? V'yavo alemo edam. And the end of their life comes instantly. Chavalam yechalek ba'apo, and Hashem makes them suffer in his anger. How many, do you know any wicked people like this? There's not so many people who have this kind of reality. So stop arguing that this is the answer to Tzadik Viralo. It isn't. It doesn't happen often enough for it to be the answer. And now he turns to Bildad. And remember that Bildad's answer to Tzadik Viralo is that in the long run, at the end of days, it'll all make sense. And he says, that is a ridiculous answer. Here's why. Pasuk Yotes. Eloka yitzfun levanav ono yishalem alav veyeda. Could it really be that God will hide away the punishment for his sons and he'll pay them for what their father did? That's not fair, because Pasuk Av, Yiru Enav Kido, let his own eyes see the horrible things that he did. Umachmas Shaka Yishteh, and let him drink the anger of Hashem. Let him experience what he suffers. What's the point of his sons having it? That doesn't make any sense. Kimachevtso beveso, what pleasure would he have in the things in his home, Acharav, once he's dead? Umispar chadashav chutzatzu, and after he's chopped down, he's gone. In other words, what Eof, and remember, Eof doesn't really believe in life after death. So he's saying, so what? If you're going to tell a person, a wicked man will live out his healthy, happy, wonderful life, and when he's dead, you'll punish his children. What good does that do? He doesn't experience any suffering as a result of that. That doesn't make any sense at all. And he continues and he says, because what will happen? Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ze yamut be'etzem tumo. This person will die at a great old age. Kula shela anan shalav. His whole life is filled with happiness and peace. And he's going to die at ease and have a wonderful time. And atinav mal'u chalav. His vessels are filled with milk. Umoach atzmo sav yushuka, and his bones are filled with wonderful health, good health. He has excellent health. He has an excellent life, and his children punished. That doesn't make sense. Vze and a tzaddik yamut benefesh mara, dies bitterly in a terrible state. Velo achal betovan, doesn't experience goodness. That's not fair. It's not fair because what's going to happen at the end of the day, you're going to go to a cemetery and you're going to see little burial plots for human beings. And Yachad al-Afar, is Pasuk Chafav 26, Yachad al-Afar Yishkavu, together they're lying dead under the ground, Verimat tachase aleihem, and maggots are crawling all over them. Very dismal description of reality. But he's saying that you can't argue, Bildad, that it's fine that wicked people prosper, because in the future you will see goodness. Because A, that's not fair for the sinner themselves to not experience it. And B, you don't see it in the future. You know what you see in the future? You see lots of dead bodies who are all treated alike. That doesn't explain Rasha Vatovlo. That doesn't explain how people are experiencing success and happiness in the future. Pasuk Lamed. Pasuk Lamed is when Eov continues and he's describing the wicked man, and he says, Ki leyom eid yechashech ra. It can't be that Hashem, and again, he's still talking to Bildad, that Hashem holds on to the punishment of the wicked person until the right time. Leyom avaros yuvalu, until the day that he's going to allow his anger to come forth to punish that person. It can't be that it's only for the future. Me, because why? Because Lamed Aleph, mi yagid al panav darko, because who's going to stand up and testify at the end of the days for this horribleness? Or the way some of Farshim understand it is, who's going to do it in this lifetime? If he's prosperous and he's wealthy and he's successful and he's powerful, then who's going to go to him and say to him, you're a horrible person, why are you doing this? Vahu asa, the things that he does, mi yashalem lo, who is going to punish him? I don't want to know that his children are going to be punished for future generations. I want to know who is going to hold him accountable for the bad things that he does in his life. And Pasuk Lamed Beis continues and he says, Vahu, if you argue that it's going to happen again, this once again reiterates his view of not just Rasha v'tovlo, but death itself. He says, Vuhu likvaros yuval, he, this bad person, is accompanied to his cemetery, to his death. Va'al gadish yishkod, and right by a mound of rocks, maybe it's talking about a tombstone, he is resting. When you go to a cemetery, he says, who is given the dignity of burial? Not just righteous people, wicked people. The cemetery can be full of bad people and no one would ever know, because they're lying in a beautiful, peaceful place with a tree overhanging. You can imagine in a quiet river flowing nearby. They have such peace and harmony. That can't be the future of what you're describing, Bildad, which is wicked people being destroyed. And so he ends his tirade, really, here where he says, Ve'ech Tana tachanumi havel, how can you try to comfort me with these stupid arguments, these nothingness? V'shushuvasechem nishar ma'al, and your answers are terrible. Your answers are bad, and more than that, me'ile is also a form of stealing from God. Your answers are not just unsatisfying to me, but they're disgraceful to God in the way that you're behaving. These aren't real answers to why wicked people prosper. Next time, we're going to begin the next round of answers, the next way we grapple with the question of Tzadik V'Ra Lo and Rasha V'Tov Lo. And remember, after that, we're going to begin really the powerful part of Sefer Iyov, which is going to be the fourth round. In the fourth round, only two people speak, Elihu, a fourth friend who we're going to encounter, and Hashem himself. Our learning today was sponsored by the Nach Yomi Chavruta in loving memory of David Hanan ben Michael V'Rachel, whose short years, despite immense challenges, were filled with Torah, family, and joy. His life left an indelible mark on our community and beyond. May the schus of our learning give his neshama an aliyah, and may his legacy continue to inspire.